fisherman's favorite fisher's hornpipe. Charlie Poole's version of Sweet Sunny South.
Take me home, where the wild birds sing. cartoons and things like that. But lately, a number of people have been working in more contemporary styles, you know, writing their own things. And this next tune I wrote about 2 years ago.
I'd like to ask Mark Russ to come up here and help.
I hope.
This song I learned from a friend who told me that he got it off of a Byrds album. And it was really, really pretty song and really sweet song. And my brother got the album and I listened to his song and I almost didn't recognize it. Anyways, it's a really nice song.
Thank you.
one time Guy Kirwan gave my sister a chorus to a song and asked her to write some words to it so it could have verses, and so she did. It's called Gentleness in Living, and it's got a real nice chorus. This is the first year my family has been coming to this festival ever since it started. This is, you know, we came for 9 years, and this is the first time that I've ever been here without my family. I'm the only one here. And so I would like to dedicate this song to my family.
Sing loud, Liz.
Sweetness of
To start by playing a medley of tunes on the dulcimer. This is my son Dan on guitar. The first one will be the growling old man, the cackling old lady. The second one will be
Pigtown Fling.
Right? Third will be, we better see if we get through all these before we tell you what they are.
Sandy, no. Okay, all right, we'll tell you later what they are, what they might have been.
Thank you.
Now, what were they? The last one was the Irish washerwoman, so.
Oh, Irish washerwoman. The
Irish
one
what?
Before that was Hole in the Stocking. The one before that was the Pigtown Fling. And the one before that was the Growling Old Man and the Cackling Old Woman. Dave Golder, whom I met in Scotland, wrote this very beautiful song about the change of seasons. And it might not be the same change of seasons that we think of living on a farm in Vermont, living on a farm in New England. But it's change of season nevertheless, and very, very beautifully written poem and tune to go with it, The January Man.
And I wanted to say something about Dr. California's Golden Gate Remedy this afternoon. I thought it was really great to kind of, they just did things as they felt like doing them. Obviously they'd practiced them, but it's a nice feeling to it. So that sort of leads up to the fact that we'd never played this song before together.
Yeah, it really got us in the spirit. We felt really relaxed after watching Dr.
If you could find it in your heart to laugh at them, laugh
at us,
too.
That's the spring tonic and the fall tonic, everything. The Golden Gate Remedy has remedied all problems.
And no foot tapping, please. There's not a rhythm to this.
No rhythm to it. Well, actually, you could take a tonic any time of year, January, February, March, April, all these other months.
As long as there's gin in it.
As long as it's a Golden Gate Remedy.
All right.
The January man, he walks around in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still wipes the snow from off his hair, blows his wonders what the year will bring, thinks on better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up and lead the year. Autumn is his bridle. The man of New October takes the reins and early frost is on his shoulder. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. And the January man comes round again in woolen coat and boots of leather to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. Starting each and every year along the way forever. This little harp could almost be called a Fox Hollow harp because the old one that I have at home, I played here at Fox Hollow several years ago, and Howard Martindale took sketches of it and started making harps like this. And the next summer at Fox Hollow, he gave me this copy of my old one. And since then, he's distributed harps to a lot of people who've met him here at Fox Hollow. So I almost think we should call this the Fox Hollow harp. We're gonna sing Mr. John Blount with it. And this is another sort of January song. Winter Song, actually the story has to do with winter, but more than that, it has to do with a silly bickering that men and women, men and their wives, women and their husbands, sometimes women and their old men, and men and their old ladies get into at odd times of the year. Could happen any time.
Sure, and it has a great chorus too, so sing along.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-rido, and then the last line.
So listen for the last line and then sing out when it comes around.
Uh-oh, can you tune that string?
Sorry.
That would have been a disaster. Well, that would be one of the arguments, I guess.
Mr. John Blount, he went to bed as he oft had done before, oh. One thing he forgot to do, that was to bar the door, oh.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. One thing he forgot to do, that was to bar the door, oh.
The night is cold and I am old, the wind blows o'er the floor, oh. Mrs. John Blount, you're younger than I, get up and bar the door, oh.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. Mrs. John Blount, you're younger than I, get up and bar the door, oh.
A bargain I'll make, said she, as I oft have done before, oh. Whichever of us shall speak the first word, she'll get up and bar the door, oh.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. Whichever of us shall speak the first word, she'll get up and bar the door, oh.
There came two travelers traveling by, traveling o'er the moor, oh. Never a house did they stop at till they came to John Blount's door, oh.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. Never a house did they stop at till they came to John Blount's door, oh.
First they bade good e'en to him, then they bade good morrow. Never a word would the old man speak for barring out the door, oh.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. Never a word would the old man speak for barring out the door, oh.
They eat all his victuals and drink all his drink, and then they call for more, oh. Never a word would the old man speak for
rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. Never a word would the old man speak for barring of the door, oh.
Said one of them unto the other, here, take you my knife, oh. You chop off the old man's beard and I'll kiss the good wife, oh.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. You chop off the old man's beard and I'll kiss the good wife, oh.
You eat all my victuals and drink all my drink and you'd make my wife a whore, oh. Said Mrs. John Blount, you spoke the first word, get up and bar the door, oh.
Rifer-o, rifer-o, rifer-o-de-ride-o. Said Mrs. John Blount, you spoke the first word, get up and bar the door, oh.
It's a very ancient ballad, as found in New England, and I'll sing another one. This one about the New Hampshire farmer who had a hired boy whose name was John. And this chorus, fa la ha la do, fa la la day, or something like that.
This is another one in the same spirit. We've never sung it before, so.
I guess he's speaking in general. I have.
She's sung it before. All right. You and I have never sung this song before, so let's do the best we can.
If you listen to my story, the truth I will declare about an old farmer who lived in New Hampshire. New Hampshire boy, he had for his man to do all his business. His name, it was John.
To give me fa-la-la-la-do. fa la la day.
Bright early one morning he called for John. Quickly to his master he did run. John, take the cow and sell her at the fair, for she's in good order and she I can spare.
To me fa la la light oh, fa la la day.
He quickly led the cow from the barn and he started for the fair, as you shall understand. On the highway he met with a man, and he sold him the cow for £6.10.
To me fa la la light oh, fa la la day.
He went into the tavern for something to drink. He paid the landlord down with a chink. Unto the landlady Johnny did say, where shall I put the money, good woman, I do pray.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
I'll sew it in the lining of your coat, said she, for fear of a highwayman robbed you shall be. There sat a highwayman drinking of his wine, said he to himself, that the money shall be mine.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
John took his leave and away he did go. The highwayman followed after also. Soon overtook him along the highway. You're well overtaken, my boy, he did say.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
How much further have you for to go? About 4 miles further, the boy said also. About 4 miles further, I very well to know. Up along behind, and away we will go.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
They rode till they come to a narrow dark lane. Said the man to the boy, I'll tell you in plain. Deliver up your money without any strife, or here in this dark valley I'll lend your pleasant life.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
The boy, seeing no time for to stand, quickly he leaped onto the land. The lining of his coat he quickly tore it out, and in the tall grass the money strewn about.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
The man he leaped off from his horse, but little did he think it was for his loss. While picking up the money the boy he had strewn, the boy took the horse and away he is gone.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
The maid, seeing Johnny had come home, quickly called her master into the room. Oh, Jack, oh, Jack, have you met with a loss? Or has my cow turned into a horse?
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
Oh, master, oh, master, I'll tell you in plain. I was robbed by the highwayman there in the lane. Not thinking any robbery nor yet any loss, to make an exchange and take that man's horse.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
They searched low and there to behold £500 in silver and gold. Two set of pistols, the boy said, I vow, master, don't you think I well sold your cow?
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
They gave him 2/3 of the silver and gold. To think for a boy he'd been rather bold, to think for a boy he'd been pretty bright, to put it to him a New Hampshire bite.
To me fa la la li do, fa la la day.
Okay.
found it. I really like that song.
Yeah. When I met Dave Golder in Scotland, I also met at that same time Cathal McConnell, who insisted that I could play tunes on my little Vermont barn harp. And at that time, I couldn't. I've been working at it. And I'll play you some of the tunes that I learned from Cathal. These are what he calls, these are tunes of the blind Irish harper, O'Carolan.
You can maybe just turn that. Maybe you can just rotate it. Yeah, how about that? Is that high enough?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The reason I seem to be on an Australian jag is because I am. And my Australian friend who teaches me all my Australian songs came through this year again. I see him once every 6 or 8 years as he wanders through the country. And he brings me all these neat songs. And that happens to be all I can remember at the moment, so here goes another. This is, I think it's called The Cockies from Bungaree. He never remembers the titles or where they're from or anything like that. A cockie is a farmer. And I would like to dedicate this to my brother, who's a farmer. And he may wonder why I never show up to help him. I know what it's like. And this fella's just finding out.
Travelers that's out of work, just mine, and take a trip to Bungaree, and plenty there you'll find. Have a trial with the cockies, boys, you can take it straight from me. You'll very likely rue the day that you first saw Bungaree. And how I came this weary way, I soon will let you know. Being out of employment, I didn't know where to go. So I went to the registry office, mate, and it's there I did agree to take a job at clearing for the cocky at Bungaree. On a thirsty Monday morning, mate, it was the usual go. He called me to me breakfast before the cock did crow. The stars did shine most gloriously, and the moon was bright, you see. And I thought before the sun would rise, I would die in Bungaree. After about 2 weeks of that, I reckons I'd had enough. So I went straight up to the cocky's door and I asked him for me stuff. And I went straight into Bella Lat, but it didn't last me long. I went straight into the railway hotel and I blew me £1. So come all you weary travelers that's out of work just mine, and take a trip to Bungaree, and plenty there you'll find. Have a trial with the cockies, mates, you can take it straight from me. You'll very likely rue the day that you first saw Bungaree.
I'd like to ask a friend of long standing to help me, Annie Muir.
Let's do this.
You need to move closer?
Yeah, I need to move. How are you going to move closer?
Oh. All right.
This is a song from the islands of the Hebrides off Scotland. And my aunt Bianto taught it to me. And it's a love song. Ed? Thank you. Is Ed Trickett handy? We'd like to enlist the aid of Ed Trickett and another forced recruit.
Eddie's coming.
Oh, he's coming, okay.
And the forced recruit.
The enforced recruit is my wife, Pat, which we enforced to. How's the word? We recruited for this.
Song in this, but we'll see what happens.
We ought to have.
I thought I had one more.
Oh. How about giving this a blow on the whistle to see who's good? It's going to be a very interesting evening. This is a song that I heard on a tape that a friend of mine brought back from Peru. And it was played by a local group, which were not, well, perhaps they were about as in tune as we will be when you hear us. I don't know the name of the group, but I'm writing to the friend who maybe has the tape, and if anybody wants to know the name of the group, which really play beautifully, they can write to Folk Legacy Records, and they can find out about it. It's from the Machu Picchu area of Peru, which is... Now I know. Northern New Jersey.
That's right.
Right. Oh, I see. Now I understand. Okay. And it's a slow dance. I said it's a slow dance. We may speed it up some. Thank you.
guys are beautiful.
Is this worth it? Can we turn these mics up? Was this allowed? Did we do it ourselves? It ain't the union, man. It's the skill, man.
I like this. Ooh, that's nice.
And then we might sit down. Do that again.
Ready?
I want mine my way. I want it up.
Oh, you want one up too? All right. No. I said that. I just soon hear them.
Is this working?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a note.
No, I'll give you a note. I forgot what we're singing.
We're not.
You got that? You may need it.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails the new creation. Above the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though the tempest loudly roars, I hear the truth it liveth. What though the darkness round me close, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? When tyrants tremble sick with fear, and hear their death knell ringing, when friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing? My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails the new creation. Above the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It sounds an echo.
Thank you.
In the boarding house I lived in, everything was growing old. Silver threads among the butter, and the cheese was green with mold. When the dog died, we had sausages. When the cat died, catnip tea. When the landlord died, I left there. Spare ribs were too much for me. I was down in a cave just down the road and had Italian sausages and made me think of that song. It's a wonder the people in the first row are still alive after those. I had a request. Some enchanted evening. Oh, the other side, here we go. This song's called Bogey's Bonnie Bell, and the fella said he would marry her, but the old man said he wasn't good enough.
As I came in through Huntley to bum bum bim, as I came in through Huntley side one morning for a fee, I met Bogey the Carney.
I'm going to take it up a little bit, change my mind.
As I came in through Huntley side one morning for a fee, I met Bogey the Carney and with him did agree. To mind his twa best horses to cut and carry and plough, and anything about farmer work I very well could do. Now Bogey had a daughter, and her name was Isabel. She was the lily of the valley, the primrose of the dell. And when she went a-walking, she took me for her guide, down by the banks of Carney to watch the fishes glide. When 3 months they were past and gone, this lassie lost her bloom. Ah, the red fell from her rosy cheeks and her eyes began to swoon. When 9 months they were past and gone, she's brought to me a son. And I was quickly sent for to see what could be done. Well, I said I would marry her, but all that could not be. For you're no match for my Bonnie Bell, and she's no match for thee. Well, now she's married to a tinker lad, and he comes from Huntley Town. He sells pots and pans and paraffin lamps, and he tours the country round. Maybe she's gotten a better match, old Bogey cannot tell. But fare thee well to Huntley side and Bogey's Bonnie Bell.
This Italian sausage is having an effect on me anyway. This is another song someone asked for. It's called Sammy's Bar. It's just down the road. A Daiso is like a little rowing boat, and if you ever have one of those traumatic love affairs and want to get over with, it's a good idea to write a song and get he or she killed off in the song. And I went down to Sammy's bar. Hey, the last boats are leaving on the shore at Pier Town. Call away the dying soul. Saw my real love standing there. Hey, the last boats are leaving. She had sand all in her hair. Call away the Daiso. How did sand get in your hair? Hey, the last boats are leaving. Darling Johnny put it there. Call away the Daiso. He's a better man by far. Hey, the last boats are leaving. 'Cause he's got a Yankee car. Call away the Daiso. I went out from Sammy's bar. Hey, the last boats are leaving. Had to hire a Yankee car. Call away the Daiso. 14 days I drank no wine. Hey, the last boats are leaving. Saving for that gal of mine. Call away the Daiso. Then one day in Paula Square, hey, the last boats are leaving. At a paper I did stare, call away the Daiso. Johnny tried a hairpin bend. Hey, the last boats are leaving. For my love, it was the end. Call away the Daiso. I went back to Sammy's bar. Hey, the last boats are leaving. I don't need no Yankee car. Call away the Daiso. Do a couple more. This is a Dan MacArthur guitar, homemade guitar. Just hope it doesn't self-destruct or anything like that. Oh, come, gentle maiden, may I be your lover? Condemn me no longer to mourn and to weep. For here, like a heart, I lie wounded and fainting,
Drop down your drawbridge, I'll enter your keep. Enter your keep, nonny, nonny, enter your keep, nonny, nonny. Drop down your drawbridge, I'll enter your keep. Oh, alas, gentle errant, I am not a maiding. I'm married to Sir Oswald, the cunning old Celt. He's gone to the wars for a 12-month or longer. He's taken the key to me chastity belt. Chastity belt, nonny, nonny, chastity belt, nonny, nonny. Taken the key to me chastity belt. Fear not, gentle maiden, I know a locksmith, to his forge we will go. On his door we will knock, we'll try to avail us of his specialized knowledge. See if he's able to unpick your lock. Unpick your lock, nonny, nonny, unpick your lock, nonny, nonny. See if he's able to unpick your lock. Alas, sir and madam, to help I'm unable, my specialized knowledge is of no avail. I can't find the secrets of your combination. Cunning old baron, he's fitted a Yale. Fitted a Yale, nonny, nonny, fitted a Yale, nonny, nonny. Cunning old baron, he's fitted a Yale. Enter the wicked baron. I'm back from the wars with that news of disaster. Oh, a terrible mishap I have to confide. While our ship was passing the Straits of Gibraltar, I carelessly dropped the key over the side. Over the side, nonny, nonny, over the side, nonny, nonny. Carelessly dropped the key over the side. Oh, alas, cried the maiding, I'm locked up forever. Then up stepped a page boy, he said, leave it to me. If you will allow me to enter your chamber, I'll open you up with me duplicate key. Duplicate key, nonny, nonny, duplicate key, nonny, nonny. Open you up with me duplicate key.
It's the 10th anniversary of Fox Solo, and I finish up with a song that Louis Killam brought here about 9, 10 years ago. It was it pop bum.
Give me an
E flat. All right. Thank you. Heard about that guy? He told his wife she'd look good in something long and flowing, then shoved in the river.
It was pleasant and delightful on a midsummer's morn. On the green fields and the meadows, they lie buried in corn. And the blackbirds and thrushes sang in every green tree. And the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. And the larks, they sang melodious. And the larks, they sang melodious. And the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. Well, the sailor and his true love, they were walking one day Said the sailor to his true love, I must be on me way. I am bound for the East Indies, where the loud cannons roar. And I'm going to leave my Nancy, she's the girl that I adore. And I'm going to leave my Nancy. The sailor to his true love, well, must be on me way. For our topsails they are hoisted and our anchors away. And a big ship she lies awaiting for the next flowing tide. And if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. And if a ring from off and a finger she instant lied drew, saying, take this, dearest William, and me heart will go too. Then as he stood embracing her, tears from her eyes fell, saying, may I go along with you? Oh, no, me love, farewell.
Two jigs we'll start with, and we'll just play them.
Right then.
Thank you.
I'm going to play you some tunes now, some more tunes from Ireland. And the first one is a slow air called Cinio Rua, which is a lament. And lament, in English, is lament for own row. And